Kyle Kramer, the senior, makes the first tackle of the night.
Second and five coming up for the green and white on the road. 11:30 left in the first quarter, no score. Harbor Beach has had a critical injury in week number one. That's Sloan Klasky, a fullback and a linebacker for this team. Harbor Beach trying to find their mojo without him. Post is under center, power eye formation. One receiver out wide to the left. This one's off to Diaz, and number 71 for Harbor Beach breaks through the line. That's Mike Lukowski. And the tackle for loss is a loss of one.
Mike Lukowski, 6'3", 260, a guy you can't miss if you're off. You're the offensive line for Lakers. Big man there, makes a big tackle.
Third and six coming for the Lakers from their own 24-yard line, splitting both hash marks on the left side of your radio. 10:45 left in the first quarter, no score. Lakers at Harbor Beach. Lakers looking to spread out. They go trips right, one receiver to the left. Post is in shotgun, and he has Diaz to his right. Five-man front for the Lakers. Seven men in the box for Harbor Beach. Post looking to pass up the middle, and it's picked off at number 12. Eli Kraft is at the 20-yard line and has no one to beat at the 5, and he's in for the touchdown. Harbor Beach with the pick 6, number 12, Eli Kraft. He does it on both sides of the ball, and suddenly it's Harbor Beach 6, Lakers nothing.
Eli Kraft there makes a great read as a quarterback himself, reading the quarterback's eyes. Post makes a critical error there, staring down the right side of the field. He had three receivers there. He was staring across the middle the entire time. Eli jumps the route, takes it to the house. Great play by the defense.
So just like that, Harbor Reach is on the board, and they didn't even have to bring out the offense for it. Harbor Reach is going to be bringing out the kicking team. Nick Hessling, number 80. He's a junior on this team, 6'3", 195. He's a defensive end and a tight end as well, and a heck of a foot on this kid. And the kick is up, and it is good. I didn't jinx him, and the extra point is good.
The ball come down yet, Clark?
And now it is.
All right.
10:21 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach scores first. It's 7-0 over the Lakers.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It didn't even take a play on offense for the Pirates, and they didn't find themselves in the end zone after a Nick Post interception right into the hands of Eli Kraft right at the middle of the field. He runs it in for about 35 yards, and suddenly it's 7-0 Harbor Beach.
Well, Clark, we've mentioned that big injury you had there with Mr. Klasky. It's really crucial to play better defense to make up for somebody like that, and that's exactly what Eli's doing there, and that's exactly what Lukowski did and the rest of the defense.
And I have a first for the year. Nick Hessling, with the wind in his back, just sent that football through the back of the end zone, touchback for the Pirates, so the Lakers will start out on their own 20-yard line on the left side of a radio.
6'3", 195, that man can kick the football.
I would say so, and if he keeps it up with only a junior, he might have some scholarships heading his way. There's more scholarships out there for kickers than linebackers.
It's a tough job. You get one shot.
First and 10 for the Lakers in familiar territory at their own 20-yard line. Same formation, spread formation, post under center. He's going to hand this one off to Diaz around the left side. And there's that fire defense swarming to the ball right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
It'll be interesting to see if the Lakers continues to run at 71. Mike Lukowski, again, 6'3", 260, the senior. So far has been unblockable. I know it's early in the game, but he's made a couple tackles at the backfield already.
Second and 9 for the Lakers, as we have a guest in the booth right now. A few of them. We'll get to that in a second. Second and 9 from the 20-yard line. No gain in the last one, besides a foot. Post is under center, power eye behind center, and it's a receiver out wide to the right. And Diaz gets the handoff on the right side, and here comes the Pirate defense once again for the tackle for a loss. It's about a loss of another yard. It brings up 3rd and 11.
First to get him in the backfield on the other side, 35, D.J. Ridner, making a great stop.
Lakers having trouble moving the ball against this Harbor Beach defense thus far. They have one turnover and two plays for a loss and one for no gain. Brings up 3rd and 11 from the 19-yard line. Left side of your radio, green and white trying to get through this black and white on defense. 9 minutes left in the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 7, Lakers nothing.
In the pregame, Clark, we mentioned number 21, Terrence Dubes. Again, 3rd down. I don't even see him on the field. I'm not sure what the issue is there.
Post under center. Man in motion behind him. Going to zone nearly a power eye. Post looking to rolling to his left, looking to pass, and he has to get out of the pocket quickly as Harbor Beach comes. He gets back to the line of scrimmage out to the 25-yard line, finally brought down to the 26. That's going to be a gain of 7, but he's still short of the first down by about 3 yards.
The defensive back, Colin Cook, makes his first tackle of the night.
8:33 left in the first quarter. That's going to bring a 4th down for the Lakers, their first of the night. Their first possession resulted in a pick 6. Eli Kraft brought it into the bar. Harbor Beach ready for the punt. Lakers on their own 36-yard line, working off the right hash. And they bring up the punt team. Number 14, Austin Seltz. He was moved up from JV. He's a sophomore for the Harbor Beach Pirates. We're ready to take this one, as well as Aaron Gintler. And now we have a timeout called by Lakers. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back after this. It's Harbor Beach 7, Lakers nothing in the first quarter.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. On the web at clarkramsey.com.
Justin Cady with the punt for Lakers from his own 25-yard line. Gets out to midfield and into Harbor Beach territory by about 4 yards. Harbor Beach is going to be starting their own for the first time on offense from their own 46-yard line, the right side of your radio, moving to the left with 7:52 left in the first quarter. Some key returners for the Harbor Beach Pirates, Eli Kraft. He's a sophomore quarterback last year. He still holds position this year as a junior and is doing wonders on both sides of the ball.
And unfortunately, with the injury to Sloan Klasky, Eli has really had to take his game to another level, and he has done so far.
They come out in the wing tee to the left with Colin Cook out wide as receiver. It's a pitch out to number 47, Aaron Gintler. He's up to the 50-yard line. Room to run, has the first down, cuts back inside, and he has gone to the 40-yard line when all said and done. That's about a gain of 12 into Laker territory at the 41-yard line.
Lakers had the line stuffed in the center, looking for some kind of run or even a pass. Nobody out on our side of the field here, Clark, and Gintler had a lot of daylight to do some dancing and getting downfield.
First and 10 for the Pirates at the Laker 41-yard line. Kraft in a shotgun, rolling to his right, looking to pass. Out of the pocket has Aaron Gintler wide open at the 25-yard line, and that's where he's brought down by number 5, Evan Kaczynski, the 6'1", 165 defender. First and 10 for the Pirates after a 15-yard gain.
Kraft rolls to his right. Gintler, the only receiver on that side of the field, he goes 15 yards about as hard as he can run. And stops on a dime, turns around, and keeps the defender separated from him. Good throw there by Kraft and good route run there by Gintler.
7.5 minutes left in the first quarter. 7-0. It's a pitch out to Colin Cook on the left side. Lakers was all over that one. It's going to be a loss of 5 back to the 30-yard line.
Number 83, Ian Snyder, makes the tackle for Lakers. A little bit of a no-huddle here for Harbor Beach. They run a screen pass there to Travis Essemaker that was blown up, but right back into the no-huddle here again.
Travis Essemaker, not Colin Cook. This is a handoff to number 7, puff around the right side. He gets about 2 yards.